Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Probably had him, but that's not going to happen now. We got to tell you that coming soon, we have new photos and headshots of Dukes and Ben.
Now, I know, Chris, behind the glass, you might be nonplussed, but Chris got a headshot today. Orin will get a headshot. We're going to get you one.
That was a weird moment in the office with Conti. He was like, did you get a headshot? Like, I didn't think I was supposed to get one. You were in the text thread, weren't you? He's like, yeah. He's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So there we go.
For those who don't speak the lingo, that's just been a profile picture, your face, a headshot in the business. And the reason we bring it up is in car radios that show you Dukes and Bell or on the internet, the website. We are literally, that's 10, 11 years old, that photo. There's been some changes. I got hair.
Yeah,
I lost some LBs. You lost some weight.
That's true.
I mean, we looked like, and they put us in suits. We looked like pit bosses in Atlantic City, you know? Well, give them a marker for 5 and that's it. 5,000, I'm cutting you off. We looked like shady either ambulance chasers or pit bosses in a casino. Either way, those images will be updated, and then you'll get to see what Chris looks like when Chris is hosting at night.
Yes.
Anyway, special time in a radio host's life when he gets a fresh headshot.
It's true, and the best thing about it was today it didn't take all day. We've done this stuff in the past, like the Falcons have asked us to do stuff like this, and you know we've gone in. And it's cool, but, you know, it's literally like, are we at a model photo shoot here? What is this, Gucci? Or what are we doing? Like, today I walked in, and it was like, done.
That's the way.
Done.
Because we're dudes. That's it.
Turn to your left, dude. Turn to your right.
Now, I'm familiar with that, having been pinched a few times, but it was that we actually did a nice job with our shots.
It was great. It was great. But, no, I'm with you, man.
Always smile for your mugshot. Dad always said that.
Well, you didn't do it. I like the fact that we're going to have some new shots up there, so make sure you check that out. We can't tell you when. I mean, it could be next week. who knows?
Yeah, the good news is we got freshies. Hey, man, real quick, you and I were just talking off the air about something that would kind of look like the Braves let that thing slide.
So Max Scherzer was looking to sign a short-term deal, and he has. It is not with our Braves. But I want to go back and tell you that about a month or so ago, there was a throwing session that Max Scherzer had where various teams were there in attendance, including our Braves, because everybody wanted to see Mike. To your point, he had an injury.
Only started 9 games for the Rangers last year.
So people were like, all right, let's see what he's got. Let me see how he looks. So we were there, which means we were poking around.
Right.
But then to hear today that one of the best pitchers of his generation has signed with the Blue Jays for a measly $15.5 million. And I say that, guys, because you know what the going rate is.
Right.
Now, coming off the injury, he was going to get less, and that's fine. But you're telling me we couldn't have done this to add to our starting pitching and take a risk?
Right.
I mean, seriously, like, we took a risk on Chris Sale. We couldn't have done this to take a risk on Max Scherzer?
I mean, I get it. You know, he is one of the greatest pitchers of this generation. But again, he and Verlander just showing the wear and tear. But just for the price, you're right. I mean, look, for $15.5 million, we're not talking about you or me winning the lottery, guys and ladies in your car. We're just talking about, you know, how the Braves generally operate. Would you rather go with Grant Holmes, Kenny Powers, or would you want to see Ian Anderson, or would you like to roll the dice for $15.5 million on Max Scherzer?
Scherzer.
Yeah. And I like those guys, but I mean, if I have to hear one of my, and this is it. This is basically, this is it for Ian Anderson. It's either you hold him or fold him. You'll be somewhere else because they can't send him back down. So either you make it or you don't. And we like Grant Holmes, and he's a hell of a comeback story for a guy who's been in the minors for a while. But this is where, knowing how the Braves, whether they admit it or not, because they have gotten into the top 10 in payroll, but still yep. light years away from the top three, they have to work with the budget. But this would be, you know, kind of an Alex surprise you didn't, because that price, that's very much in the Braves' price range,
no,
you'd think.
I agree. I just, I'm like,
yes. I mean, that's a proven commodity. Now, I get it. At this stage, and everybody's seen what, I mean, DeGrom, all these guys go to the Texas Rangers and they don't play. But I'd run that up the flagpole.
No doubt. So it's a one-year deal. And again, as we approach spring training, you know, will they add arms? Yeah, Mike, I think they will. But remember, AA came on, Alex Anthopoulos, and told us, here's who's vying for a spot in the rotation. Right. He laid it out for us. And so, meanwhile, the Dodgers just continue to stack pitcher on top of pitcher on top of pitcher. All right, we'll see what happens. But that one is a little surprising just based on the price. Sometimes price will run your way. Other times price will keep you in the game.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited about getting guys healthy. There are certainly, you know, we just talked about the, you know, where's your head at as far as the Falcons. Mm-hmm. There's some ifs involved with the Braves. I mean, you're assuming that, you know, Austin Riley will just get back to being the man he was.
Hitting.
And just roll.
Yeah.
That Michael Harris. And when are we talking about Money Harris, by the way, Chris? When's that coming up?
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow's show.
Tomorrow at 4:20.
Can't wait. So we have not talked to him since he was a rookie, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So anyway, Harris will be on the show. And the thing Carl joked around with me last year Carl's like, well, he's coming back here. Well, he better hit the ground running. And he did.
He did.
Money Harris was money. I mean, literally. So those guys got to do their thing. I like the ProFar thing. Even if ESPN Plus doesn't, who gives
do
a crap? I mean, you've upgraded at the corners until Acuna's 100%. And then ProFar will likely be the starter in left.
Yamamoto. Ohtani.
By the way.
Snell.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. Class now. And this is ridiculous. I'm just looking at the Dodgers. They've got five guys
yeah.
that could easily be the number one for any other team in Major League Baseball.
See, as you said, we got into this the other day talking with Grant, and we mentioned it last Friday talking to our buddy Steve Koonin, because he knows the business of sports, being the CEO of the Hawks. It's just, that's an untenable business model. You cannot have Pac-Man with the Dodgers grabbing everything. I mean, and yes, if the Yankees and Dodgers, you know, by rights of payroll should have been World Series champions every year,
sure.
You got to be clutch, because we know the Braves certainly should be up there. But man, it just seems like I know before I even say it out of my mouth, it's just not fair, because it's not fair. It's freaking unfair. It's not right. You know, the Dodgers, you need to have, and I'll get off my soapbox, you need a damn salary cap for baseball. It's worked in every other pro sport. It works. It makes sense. Small market teams have the same shot as the big market
what
teams.
What are we? We're fifth in the payroll?
Yeah, yep. It's either fifth or sixth. They're still right there. But to Mike's point, the gap is so wide between fifth and first that it's becoming
a
joke.
When you have the Yankees complaining about the Dodgers spending, right. You know there's a problem.
Right.
You do. That's what's happened. So. Either
I mean, we're like a couple Bezos weekends behind those other teams. You know what
yeah,
I mean? It's frustrating. Now, the thing is, if everybody performs like they did in 21, now, in 21, they made amazing moves. The bullpen, you know, the night shift, all that. Some Braves fans still in their bag over Minter. I think that was I kind of expected that conclusion. Some guys are still upset about that Minter winds up with the Mets. And he said what you expect him to say. He's going to compete for the Mets. But, man.
He was okay last year.
Yeah, but he wasn't the same guy, if we're honest.
No.
There was a slight, or maybe pronounced fall off, depending on how you look at it.
The sentimental thing with the night shift is real because people know how cool that right. bullpen was. But he wasn't.
And Matzik got hurt, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah, he wasn't great last year.
We got to get some more dudes for that. We need more arms. Still need more arms for the bullpen, if not for the starting pitcher.
The key, though, to your point, and we'll talk to Michael Money Harris about this tomorrow, is guys getting back to being themselves. Right? We don't need superheroes. We just need guys to get back to being themselves. And that is the key to scoring runs, putting pressure on opposing pitchers, and all the things that we did when we were really good. We didn't do any of that last year because nobody hit. And I literally mean nobody. So that's going to be the key. But we'll see where this thing goes. Hey, want to mention this because we talked about it earlier today, and that is Miggy is back, guys. Miguel Almiron back as a member of Atlanta United. We talked to Jason Longshore earlier today. The full interview is online at odyssey.com, Mike. But an exciting day, an exciting time for Atlanta United fans to know that Miggy is back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Back.
I'm really stoked. Got tickets for opening night. It'll be Saturday, February 22nd. Montreal's in town. But Miggy, safe to say, he'll be wearing that 10. It's going to be a blast. And as we said, this is not one of those nostalgia moves. This isn't a guy who's washed up coming back. This guy serves and fills a need on this team. The speed, the athleticism. You know, we got Saba. We got some finishes. We got some pieces. And the BBC is reporting that Emmanuel Latelap is coming to Atlanta. That's the deal is coming down. We're going to pay some 20-some-odd million to get him over here. So, guys, we got some real – they're called DPs. If you want to think about it from a cap standpoint, you're big dogs. You know, you're big free agents. It's huge.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.